Episode 2229, Every Great Dream Requires Hard Work.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for an extraordinary week, because you know what? It is time to rise and shine. It's Mindset Monday. Get your leadership on. It's time to begin to say, you know what? I'm going to be productive today. I'm not going to let anything get in my way, because every great dream requires hard work. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, every great dream requires hard work. So why do you sit on what needs attention? Don't let what's in your heart fade away. Start by taking aim today. You know, one thing that crushes my spirit is when I hear people talk about how they wish things were different, the same season with a different outcome. And then they get quiet as if all is done. Nothing left to do but remained parked at the status quo. Why is it that we settle for less when in our hearts we desire more? This is nothing new. People have been behaving like this for centuries. However, there are a select few that rise to the top. Have you ever wondered why certain people get to where they are and others never do? Believe it or not, you know I have. It's one of those fireside thoughts I have on a quiet night soaking in reality. Why do we let our dreams die and others see them through? Some would say it has to do with opportunity and money. And to a degree, I would agree. However, nowadays, there is an abundance of opportunities and even financial support that's available. But still, some people die with their dreams inside. I would like to think very optimistically that anyone can achieve their dreams. They can chase that better job, graduate from college, write their book, have a family, build a business, train for a marathon. You name it, it can be done. But what really gets in the way? Excuses. You know them too well. Finances. Yep. Don't ever have enough time or money. Relationships. I just haven't met the right person. It's not, you know, my spouse doesn't support me. Attitude. Oh, there's no way. I'm not going to be able to make it. And then there are beliefs. As far as you believe, that's as far as you will achieve. Your beliefs are the blueprint to your success. You see, excuses, finances, relationships, attitudes, they all can be dealt with quite easily. Your beliefs go much, much deeper. Beliefs are the unspoken hope or tattered feelings that either build you up or tear you down. They become the foundation on which a dream is built. So if you want to achieve, you must believe and build differently. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Build differently. Beliefs, when you think about them, they're easy to maintain, but they are extremely challenging to change. Because we begin building our beliefs at birth. When your parents or guardians raised you, they influence the beliefs in which you've claimed. And anything done from birth on is hard to change. As the desire becomes greater than the pain, then the belief has room to change. Think about that. Your desire has to be greater than the pain, because that pain we get comfortable in. It doesn't matter if you're trying to write a book, lose weight, have a child, meet your amazing man. You're like, come on, I've got this dream. But if you're comfortable in your pain, you're not moving forward. That desire has to be greater than the pain. Then the belief has room to change. You can look at things with a different lens. And that's what it takes. You got to build differently. So what does it look like? How do we begin to build differently, especially with our beliefs? Number one, you got to admit that change takes time. This is a huge admission. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by a world with highlight reels of perfected lives. We look side to side, up, down, all around. Everything that's coming at us is like, oh my gosh, they have it all put together. There can be a snowstorm outside and their driveway is shoveled perfectly. Their kids are happy and smiling. They're dressed to the nines in their big coats. They're not cold at all. Yet the part they're not telling you is that it took them 30 minutes to find everything that they had on because it had been buried because they hadn't been outside since last year. And it was a struggle. And the kids yelled, and so did the parents. And there's this huge fight. Do we see any of that? No, we don't. That's all covered up because all we see is what those desire us to see. So we've got to admit that change takes time, and we cannot compare ourselves to these perfected lives called highlight reels. You got to stop looking. Turn them off. I know I do. I'm not on social media a lot. Why? Because I love relationships, and I truly get involved in people, even with strangers. And I care about them. And that means I invest my time, my energy, and even my heart. What do you think that does for my family? Now, I'm not saying it's not a good thing to do that because I believe it is a good thing. My problem is personally is I get trapped in that. And so if I go on for just 2 minutes, that 2 minutes ends up to 20 minutes or 40 minutes or 2 hours. And the next thing you know, I've been sitting on the pot for a long time, scrolling through the feed. I know you're laughing at me, but you've done it too. Admit that change takes time. We cannot sit here and say, well, she's already arrived. Well, what about her? What about him? I mean, he was a CEO at the age of 28. Great for him. Be excited for him. You can be a CEO at 48. It doesn't matter. You have a different journey, a different life, uniquely written for you. And if you want it, your desire is greater than the pain that you're in right now, then your belief has room to change. So admit that change takes time. Number two, know your truth. Some of our beliefs come from false narratives that we've been told for years. It's these stories that we've allowed ourselves to be wrapped up. Yes, some of them are true, but a lot of them are false. For example, if you've been told you can't sing your entire life, oh my gosh, you've got a terrible voice. Just no, don't sing. You can speak, you can write, but don't sing. You're not good. Then all of a sudden, you grow up and somebody hears you sing. And they're like, oh my gosh, your voice is amazing. It's extraordinary. I've never heard it. It's like birds that wake up. It just is something that, you know, vibrates all throughout me. You need to continue to sing. The next thing you know, you end up on American Idol and you got the judges asking you, Katie and Luke and Lionel, and they're saying, how long have you been singing? And the response is, oh, a little over a year. What? What have you been doing your whole life? I was told I couldn't sing. What? Know your truth. Because the problem is we get ourselves wrapped up in these false narratives, these false stories that lead to what? Our personal beliefs, and these beliefs are so deeply rooted within us. And we accept them as absolute truths. A few of them are, but a lot of them are not. And if there are some truth to it, guess what? Do you think you can make some changes in your life to change the truth? Yes. If you really wanted to be a singer, do you think you could learn to sing? Yes. You could. May take you a lot longer, but you could, right? Nothing is impossible. Admit that change takes time. Know your truth. And finally, number three, root your self-talk in hope and grace. No one is perfect. No one. So you've got to be able to climb out of the trenches when life happens. I'm telling you right now, you're going to fall down. You've probably already fallen down today. And if you haven't really noticed, it's probably because it was just a little stub, right? You stubbed your toe or something. No big deal. But it's when we really fall down, they're like, oh my gosh, it really did hurt. But we've got to be able to say, you know what? That's all right. I'm going to give myself grace. I'm not going to fall into my excuses, but I'm going to say, you know what? That's okay. I'm going to pick myself back up knowing that I can do better. That's my hope. And then I'm going to do better the next moment I have the opportunity. Root your self-talk in hope and grace. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This is not about a sprint to the end. This is a journey. This is a marathon. Life is a marathon. It takes time. And there's going to be detours. You're going to be tired. You're also going to be excited. You're going to be challenged. And then you're going to be extremely ecstatic. You're going to be joy-filled. You see, it's the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of life. It's a beautiful life because it's your life. You matter. Just because life isn't fair to everyone around you doesn't mean you have to give up on your dreams. Again, it's not looking side to side. God has given you talents and gifts. It's up to you on how you utilize and share them with the world you touch. Every great dream requires hard work. So why do you sit on what needs attention? Don't let what's in your heart fade away. Start by taking aim today. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.